American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. A Florida judge is expected to rule today on a challenge to the state's new 15-week abortion ban, Evan Brown reports.
Florida's new law restricting abortions to the first 15 weeks of pregnancy is set to take effect on Friday, but a state judge in Tallahassee is expected today to rule on if it violates the Florida state constitution. Planned Parenthood is suing over the new rule, which makes no exception for rape or incest, but does allow for termination in cases of medical emergencies for the mother or gestating baby. But Planned Parenthood says the law violates a state constitutional right to privacy, which Florida's state Supreme Court once ruled applied to abortions. Florida's existing law allows abortion through the 24th week.
The January 6th panel investigating the Capitol incursion heard testimony from a former Trump aide who says then-President Trump lunged at Secret Service agents and tried to grab the wheel of the car to get them to take him to the Capitol. But the Secret Service agents who were there says that never happened, and the committee is not allowing them to testify. But Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan calls this whole thing political theater.
Nancy Pelosi was never going to let people on the committee who were actually going to ask the questions that the American people would like answers to. She was never going to allow that. She always wanted this sham committee, this partisan committee. She would have continued to veto whoever the leader put up for this committee because she wanted this outcome where they could run their partisan show trial and simply go after President Trump.
The state of Texas is stepping up some border inspections after dozens of migrants died this week in San Antonio in the back of a tractor trailer. Griff Jenkins reports from the border town of Eagle Pass.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott announcing additional measures to secure Texas's border and prevent human smuggling tragedies.
DPS will create and implement a checkpoint strategy beginning immediately where they will begin targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished.
As the death toll rises to 53, 40 are male, 13 are females, with teenagers among the victims.
Missouri approves a voter photo ID requirement among a series of election law changes. More from Tom Rigotti.
Voters in the Show Me State will have to show photo ID to cast a ballot in November. The measure was signed by Republican Governor Parson on Wednesday. The new Missouri election law will also open a two-week window for people to cast absentee ballots in person without needing to cite a reason why they can't vote on Election Day. That's a provision pushed by Democrats as a compromise for not attempting to block the photo ID requirement. In addition, there's a ban on the use of those controversial drop boxes for absentee ballots. 17 other states have voter photo ID laws on the books. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A conservative political pundit says there were different dynamics in the two Republican congressional runoffs in Mississippi.
In a statement sent out by a Save America PAC, former President Donald Trump praised the recent passage of State Senator Doug Mastriano's sponsored bill called the Poll Watcher Empowerment Act. Mastriano's office said, quote, SB 573 ensures that poll watchers for all political parties and candidates can adequately observe the election process. Poll watchers add another layer of observation to ensure that election laws are properly and legally administered. Diane Growney is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. She is not surprised that it was a party-line vote in both the House and Senate.
Apparently, the Democrats don't want the poll watchers to be empowered, and apparently the Republicans are all for empowering the poll watchers to be able to make sure that we have free and fair elections in Pennsylvania.
But Gramley says, unfortunately, the legislature can't get past the governor.
The Pennsylvania Constitution requires a governor to either sign the bill within 10 days or to let it just lay there and become law without a signature within 10 days or veto it. And Governor Wolf will veto the bill because he's a Democrat.
Gramley says there is also an effort to fix the state election laws through a constitutional amendment, but that is a long process. I'm Chad Groening.
American Family News is available online at afn.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.